Hey, how's it going? This is Ben from Monkey Flower Radio. Today I want to talk about a couple different things. First of all, what is going on with Puerto Rico and the Cryptopians, what do they call themselves? I heard Naomi Klein talking about this on Democracy Now! Recently. I forget what she called it. They gave themselves some sort of goofy name. But yeah, you know, there's this kind of interesting thing going on right now where a bunch of people who've gotten rich off cryptocurrency have decided to move to Puerto Rico, you know, in the aftermath of, you know, the devastation of hurricane, not to mention, you know, decades of neglect and basically just being treated like crap by the United States of America, of which every Puerto Rican is a citizen, but without equal rights, you know, kind of the long-term effects of being a colony that doesn't really have, you know, independence or voice of its own, and has a tremendous amount of debt because of trying to basically finance, you know, their basic services through selling bonds. So anyway, long story short, you know, a bunch of rich folks have moved to Puerto Rico, including a bunch of cryptocurrency entrepreneurs or, you know, early investors who, you know, got rich off crypto. You know, I'm no fan of paying large amounts of taxes to governments that I don't like. You know, definitely if I was an American, I wouldn't be thrilled about giving my money to Donald Trump, but, you know, It's kind of, I guess, this libertarian utopia idea, right? That you can create the perfect society just through the market taking care of, you know, people and things. And, of course, this is a very controversial idea, would be a nice way to put it. You know, I would say it's a pretty inhumane idea to really believe that that's going to work out just hunky-dory as people deal with extreme poverty and, you know, years of systemic neglect and, you know, and really the abuses of folks who've hoarded huge amounts of wealth and exploited other people. But, you know, okay, so in Puerto Rico, people in the government there have tried to entice, you know, folks to move to Puerto Rico, buy property, you know, spend money, you know, and basically help their economy through, you know, really what could be called trickle-down economics, like basically just by being there, that they'll be job creators, that they'll, you know, generate wealth for folks. And the way they're enticing wealthy people to move there is by offering unbelievably low taxes. In fact, like zero income tax and, you know, zero capital gains tax and 4% corporate tax. If you live there, you know, what is it, like 183 days of the year or something like that. You know, basically, if you live in New York, you go spend winter in Puerto Rico and all of a sudden you're a Puerto Rican and don't pay any income tax, which, you know, if you've made millions of dollars off crypto or any number of other, you know, Wall Street investments or whatever else, you know, seems like a great opportunity to save a heck of a lot of money and live somewhere beautiful at pretty low costs, I should add. You know, you can get huge waterfront properties for cheap. What's not to like, right? Well, you know, I think, you know, leaving aside the debates of kind of libertarian philosophy, which I think are, you know, fundamentally flawed and problematic in a whole bunch of different ways, but, you know, leaving that aside, I think there's this bigger opportunity which is really getting lost in the mix, which is super frustrating to me as somebody who is actually a strong supporter of the importance of blockchain technology and, you know, Bitcoin specifically. You know, the decentralization of power is something that I think is fundamentally important to, you know, anybody who has concerns about monopolies and the overreach of governments, whether you're a libertarian or an environmental campaigner or, you know, really just anybody who's concerned about the current state of the world, which frankly is, you know, a heck of a lot of people these days. Like, you know, our trust in government is probably the lowest it's been in decades. You know, you see that in things like the election of a guy like Donald Trump or even the, you know, interest in Bernie Sanders on the Democrats' side. You know, and you see it in other countries around the world. I even think it's playing a role in, you know, things like the Brexit movement. You know, people are just losing faith in the large scale organizations, whether it be the European Union or the U.S. government. You know, that's just the way things are going. And frankly, corporations are even worse in many people's eyes. You know, it's hard to really trust anyone or anything in today's age of fake news and manipulation, right? So it's a pretty bleak story I'm telling. But the thing that I'm frustrated about in Puerto Rico is, like, here's this opportunity for folks from the cryptocurrency space to, you know, invest in Puerto Rico, to really illustrate the potential for, distributed ledgers to play a role that's important in a variety of ways, right? Like, going back to Naomi Klein for a second, Naomi was just on Democracy Now! Talking about this, and, I have a lot of love and respect for Naomi, but I was a bit frustrated when I heard her talking about cryptocurrency is basically a waste of money and energy. And a tremendous amount of energy is used in securing the blockchain. A tremendous amount of energy is used in traditional banking as well. Frankly, I'm not a big fan of, continuing on the current path for proof of work algorithms being the way that we validate transactions, especially as this continues to scale up to where it seems to inevitably be headed. Obviously we can't just continue to throw more and more energy at this, but it is important for us to think about how valuable, having a decentralized system that takes power away from central banks, from that military industrial complex, really, in the process. This is something that I think, Naomi agrees with me and many others that is, fundamentally important, that we need to decentralized power, that it needs to, occur in a variety of different ways. And I really actually see an opportunity in Puerto Rico for this. Naomi's just recently written a piece for The Intercept about this, which is, an important piece. And I think people should be looking at what's going on in Puerto Rico. I mean, frankly, it's really gross that there has not been the kind of support that's necessary. I mean, there's still tons of people living without power. Samantha Bee, with her show Full Frontal, just did this hour-long special on Puerto Rico. She touched on this as well. I think it's great that people are drawing attention to what's going on in Puerto Rico. But, we talk about, okay, well, let's rebuild the place. Let's help raise the money for, the solar power infrastructure and the decentralized energy grid. Okay, well, how is that energy grid going to be organized? I, for one, would love to see this as an opportunity for people who are enthusiasts of, the capacity for blockchain technology, to really make a positive difference and show how valuable this technology really can be, for so many people who are living without electricity. I mean, what a fantastic opportunity to do something good with all that money that you're saving on taxes, to actually illustrate, what's possible. I've heard there's a lot of people in university in Puerto Rico who are graduating with the kind of degrees that are related to cryptography and engineering and ways that could be useful for all this. But, I think it's time for the crypto millionaires in Puerto Rico to really put their money where their mouth is, right? Like, it's all fair and good to want to pay less taxes. Sure, I understand that urge as much as I, think that it's in a moral position to believe that, it's okay just to basically hoard wealth and to really ignore all the benefits that you get from living in a country that's been built by all our tax dollars over the years. And of course, ignoring the implications of, not funding education and health and so many other ways. Anyway, I'm not going to go down that road. That's perhaps for another podcast, but, coming back to Puerto Rico, like, if you saw the opportunity there to show how, for example, a decentralized energy grid could benefit from blockchain technology, how smart contracts could help in a variety of ways with the aid work that's being done. So often we see people pledging money to aid and then it never being delivered. What if when you actually signed onto a treaty, you signed a smart contract and that money was locked in and delivered on a schedule? You know, like that's a pretty simple thing, but it's just a, you know, it's just one use case of what could be done with smart contracts, with the kind of infrastructure that comes with you know, blockchains like Ethereum or EOS or Cardano. I mean, you know, there's all these companies out there who are trying to build this kind of infrastructure, and frankly, it's an opportunity, just like Naomi Klein talks about in the Shock Doctrine, right? You know, that after a major disaster, you know, there's this moment of rebuilding, and how a place is rebuilt, you know, has huge implications. The infrastructure that's put in place, you know, really locks you into a certain way of doing things for, you know, many years into the future. And for, you know, a lot of people in industry, it's a huge opportunity to get filthy rich and really take advantage of, you know, that moment of chaos and fear and uncertainty, you know, to really push for, you know, their particular approach, their company, to get these sweetheart deals to rebuild a place. You know, I think there's a fabulous opportunity for folks in the cryptocurrency space to, you know, to really put their money where their mouth is and to show what this technology is capable of, help in the rebuilding of Puerto Rico, and, you know, really be beloved by the people there, not just be somebody who's like gobbling up land and resources. Like, sure, they're buying things and some money is going back into the local economy through, you know, their transactions. Although, you know, it's a pittance compared to the amount that they're saving on taxes. But, you know, it's a real win-win opportunity. Like, if folks go there and just simply, you know, make these services available, you know, make donations to help provide the kind of power that's needed, I do see a real strong correlation between decentralized energy grids, decentralized monetary systems, you know, and all the infrastructure that's required to facilitate empowering people, both financially and, you know, in terms of energy, electricity, transportation. You know, there's so much that could be done in this space. And it's a huge opportunity lost, frankly, if folks don't, you know, really do something about this. You know, if folks are going to move there en masse and take advantage of the low taxes and whatever else, you know, I just really wish we could see things change for the better in some really positive ways as a result of people going there. So I think that's going to be it for this particular podcast. In the next one, I'm going to talk a little bit more about why, you know, some of my favorite people in the media, in the left, whether it's John Oliver or Sam B, or more recently Naomi Klein, you know, really just do not seem to be fans of cryptocurrency, you know, from the stuff that they've been saying in the media. I'm going to take a little deeper look at that. Also, in an upcoming episode, I've been really wanting to talk about the implications of some of the things that are happening in the oil and gas sector, in particular in China, the futures trading of oil with Chinese currency, as well as the deal between Russia and Saudi Arabia that seems to be unfolding. There's a lot going on in the world of you know, international finance as it relates to the oil economy, which you know, is something that I spend a lot of time thinking about. And also sometime soon, I'm going to talk some more about what's going on right here in Canada with the debate around pipelines and gas prices and, you know, oil exports, and ultimately the issue of, you know, who has the right to make decisions at the local level, you know, whether that's the federal government, municipal governments, First Nations, provinces, yada, yada, yada. A lot to discuss, a lot to talk about. I've been meaning to do one of these for a while, but, you know, feeling particularly inspired to talk to you about Puerto Rico. Do you know anybody who's moved there, by the way? Is anybody working on this? Is this something that, you know, is happening and I'm just not aware of? I can't be the only person thinking about this, right? You know, drop me a line on Twitter, at Ben West on Twitter, you know, or pretty much any other social media. You can find me and drop me a line. Curious to hear what you think about, you know, this current situation. You know, what other kinds of technological innovation opportunities are there in Puerto Rico? What ways could we find win-win solutions that, you know, really help people in a way that the federal government has not, and shows the importance of this new emerging, you know, technology, these protocols, this you know, this space. So anyway, hope you're having a lovely weekend, and more from Monkey Flower Radio soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.